今天咱们来聊一聊。
Today, let's talk about
1895年
1895.
摩根家族是如何通过在欧洲秘密发行债券
How the Morgan family secretly issued bonds in Europe
帮助美国政府补充了黄金储备
Helped the US government to supplement its gold reserves
从而挽救了美国的金本位制
Thus, it saved the U.S. gold standard,
避免了国家信用的破产
avoided the bankruptcy of the national credit.
对
Okay.
同时呢，这个事件也让大家看到了，没有中央银行的情况下
At the same time, this event also showed that without a central bank,
私人金融巨头所起到的巨大作用
The significant role played by the four financial giants.
没错。
Right?
也推动了。
This also promoted it.
后来美联储的诞生。
Then the Federal Reserve was established.
是的。
Yes.
这是美国金融史上非常有代表性的一个事件。
This is a very representative event in the history of American finance.
那我们就直接进入今天的讨论吧。
Then let's get straight to today's discussion.
好的。
Okay.
首先我们需要知道的是美国金本位危机的根源。
First, we need to know the root causes of the U.S. gold standard crisis.
那美国当时为什么要坚持金本位制
?Why did the United States insist on the gold standard at that time?
又是怎么来维系这个制度的呢
?How is this system maintained?
就是在19世纪后期的时候
,In the late 19th century,
美国其实是通过一个很明确的承诺来维护金本位制的。
In fact, the United States maintained the gold standard through the very clear commitment.
就是从1879年开始
Starting from 1879,
美国政府允许美元
The U.S. government allows the use of the dollar.
随时可以按照固定的比率兑换成黄金
You can exchange it for gold at a fixed rate at any time.
同时呢，它还特别设定了一个底线
At the same time, it also has a specific bottom line.
就是国库里面的黄金储备不能低于1亿美元。
The gold reserves in the national treasury must not be less than 100 million US dollars.
通过这样的方式来给国内外的市场吃一颗定心丸。
In this way, we can reassure both domestic and international markets.
让大家相信美元的信用。
Let everyone believe in the credit of the dollar.
这么说，美国政府还是下了很大决心的啊。
That means the U.S. government is really determined.
那为什么1890年的舍曼白银购买法案会引发欧洲投资者这么大的恐慌
？Why did the 1890 Silver Purchase Act by Shenman cause such panic among European investors?
以至于他们要抛售美国资产
So they had to sell off American assets.
把黄金运回欧洲呢
How to bring gold back to Europe.
这个法案呢就是规定财政部每个月都要买入大量的白银
This law stipulates that the Ministry of Finance must purchase a large amount of foreign machinery every month.
然后呢发行一种可以用黄金或者白银兑换的纸币
Oh.
But we also issued paper money that could be exchanged for gold or silver.
那这个其实就是让美国变成了一个金银副本位的货币制度。
So, this is actually making the U.S. a gold-backed currency system.
但是呢，欧洲的投资者，他们只认黄金。
However, European investors only recognize gold.
他们觉得美国这是在偷偷的让货币贬值。
They believe that the United States is secretly devaluing its currency.
想赖掉自己的债务。
I want to get rid of my debt.
所以他们就非常恐慌。
So they were very panicked.
然后纷纷的把美元资产卖掉。
Let them sell off their dollar assets.
再把美元换成黄金运回欧洲。
Bring the dollars back to Europe and exchange them for gold.
看来
It seems that
这个政策确实影响挺大的。
This policy definitely has a significant impact.
那1893年的这个经济恐慌
The economic panic of 1893
对美国的黄金储备和市场信心带来了什么样的打击呢?
What impact did the U.S. gold reserves and market confidence have?
1893年的经济恐慌让美国陷入了一个非常严重的危机。
The economic panic of 1893 plunged the United States into a very serious crisis.
银行倒闭
and collapse.
铁路公司破产成了常态
Railway companies are going bankrupt frequently.
然后黄金就开始大量的外流
And the gold began to flow out in large quantities.
虽然当时的总统克利夫兰废除了这个白银法案
Although President Cleveland repealed the Silver Purchase Act at that time
但是已经无济于事了
But it's already too late
大家已经不相信美国能够维持住金本位了
Everyone has already lost faith in the United States' ability to maintain the gold standard
所以黄金还是在持续的流出
Therefore, the gold is still leaking out.
既然黄金持续流出
Since gold continues to flow out,
那美国当时的国库储备岂不是岌岌可危了?
Then wouldn't the U.S. Treasury's reserves be in danger?
没错
Quite.
到了1895年的年初
At the beginning of 1895,
国库里面的黄金就只剩下6800万美元了。
The amount of gold in the treasury is only $6,800,000.
然后到了二月初的时候
Then in early February,
纽约财政分部能够拿出来兑付的黄金就只剩下900万美元了。
The New York Finance Department only has $9 million left to pay out in gold.
已经远远低于法定的1亿美元的这个底线了。
This has already fallen far below the statutory $1 billion threshold.
所以美国当时其实是站在了一个货币无法兑付。
So the United States was actually standing on a currency that could not be redeemed.
然后国家信用彻底崩溃的边缘。
情况真的很危急啊。
Then the situation of the country's credit completely collapsing was really very dangerous.
美国当时为什么没有办法阻止黄金的外流?
Why couldn't the United States stop the outflow of gold at that time?
然后为什么没有办法及时的补充国库的储备呢?
Then why couldn't the state treasury be replenished in a timely manner?
当时的美国是没有中央银行的。
At that time, the United States did not have a central bank.
所以财政部没有办法去调控金融市场。
Therefore, the Ministry of Finance could not regulate the financial market.
然后也没有办法去阻止黄金的持续外流。
Then there was no way to stop the continued outflow of gold.
更难的是国会里面的很多议员。
What's even harder is the many members of Congress.
原是支持自由铸造银币的。
Those who support the free minting of silver coins.
他们是坚决反对财政部通过公开发行债券来募集资金的。
They were adamant in their opposition to the Ministry of Finance's plan to raise funds through public bond issuance.
所以这就导致政府没有办法合法的去募集资金来补充黄金储备。
This resulted in the government being unable to legally raise funds to supplement its gold reserves.
所以就只能眼睁睁地看着黄金不断地流失。
So, all we can do is watch helplessly as the gold keeps flowing away.
好吧。
Okay.
那我们接下来要讲的就是在这个绝境之下。
So, what we're going to talk about next is how to survive in this desperate situation.
白宫和摩根是怎么进行博弈的？
How do the White House and Morgan play against each other?
然后最终怎么敲定了这个秘密的救世方案的
Then how was this secret rescue plan finally finalized?
当时总统克利夫兰到底面临着什么样的选择
What choices did President Cleveland face at the time?
然后摩根又是在一个什么样的情况下介入的呢
Then what was the specific situation in which Morgan intervened?
当时国库已经快要见底了
At that time, the treasury was almost empty.
然后这个克利夫兰总统呢
Then this Cleveland president,
他其实是进退两难的。
He was actually in a dilemma.
如果
Okay.
他公开的向华尔街求助的话
His public plea for help from Wall Street.
他肯定会被老百姓骂。
He definitely will be scolded by the people.
说他是华尔街的傀儡。
He is a puppet of Wall Street.
但是如果他什么都不做
But if he does nothing,
让黄金继续流走的话
If the gold continues to flow away,
美国的金本位肯定是要崩溃的
The gold standard in the United States is bound to collapse.
然后
Right?
美元就会变成废纸
Then it will become useless.
好吧
Okay.
就在这个时候呢
At this moment,
摩根作为华尔街的核心人物
Morgan as a key figure on Wall Street,
他主动出来了
He came out on his own.
想要当这个救世主玩美国财政余悸的
在摩根介入之后
After Morgan intervened to prevent the United States from defaulting on its debt,
美国政府内部和欧洲的金融势力之间是怎么进行较量的呢
？How do the financial powers within the U.S. government and in Europe compete with each other？
一开始的时候
，At the beginning，
克利夫兰政府还想着说我能不能绕开华尔街
？The Cleveland government also thought that I could bypass Wall Street，
然后直接去找欧洲的罗斯柴尔德家族帮。
Then directly seek help from the Rothschild family in Europe.
但人家就直接告诉他说
But he was directly told by them.
说只有摩根牵头组成银
Only Mogen leads the silver consortium.
团欧洲的资本才会出手
Europe will take action.
哦，好。
Okay.
哇，然后到了1895年的二月初的时候
Then, in early February of 1895,
摩根就自己亲自跑到白宫去。
He Morgan went to the White House himself.
但是总统和内阁最初根本就不想见他。
However, the president and his cabinet initially had no intention of meeting him.
他们还是想等国会去审批这个公开发债的提案。
They still want to wait for the Congress to approve the proposal for public debt issuance.
就是不愿意跟摩根他们这些私人的财团去合作。
They are unwilling to cooperate with private financial groups like Morgan.
这样看来
It seems that
白宫和摩根之间的关系还是挺紧张的啊。
The relationship between the White House And Morgan is quite tense.
那后来又发生了什么事情
What happened later?
让他们的态度发生了转变呢
What caused their attitude to change?
就在双方僵持不下的时候
Just when the two sides were at an impasse.
财政部突然收到消息说市场上出现了一张面值1000万美元的黄金汇票。
The Ministry of Finance suddenly received a message that a $1 million gold note had appeared in the market.
随时都有可能来兑付。
You can come to pick it up anytime.
但是呢，这个时候国库里面就只剩下900万美元的黄金了。
However, at this time, there were only 9 million US dollars of gold left in the treasury.
根本就没有办法兑付。
There is no way to make payment.
如果这张汇票一旦被兑现的话，
If this bill of exchange is eventually cashed,
美国政府当天就会违约。
情况
The US government will default on its debt today.
听起来非常紧急啊。
It sounds like a very urgent matter.
那在这种紧急情况下
In such a situation,
摩根到底是用什么办法帮美国政府化解了这个危机呢？
What methods did Morgan use to help the US government resolve this crisis?
首先呢
First of all,
摩根提醒总统
Morgan reminded the president,
如果这张汇票兑现，不到
If this bill of exchange cannot be cashed,
下午三点
3:00 PM,
一切就都完了。
It's all over.
然后他就提出了一个非常严密的秘密方案。
Then he proposed a very strict and secret plan.
这个方案呢，就是要利用一个内战时期的旧法令。
This plan involves using an old law from a period of civil war.
就是财政部可以不用经过国会的批准。
Therefore, the Ministry of Finance can operate without the approval of Congress.
就用债券去私下的跟这些金融家们兑换黄金。
Use bonds to privately exchange with these financial people for gold.
这就绕开了国会的阻碍。
This bypasses congressional opposition.
哎 这个操作还挺巧妙的。那他具体是怎么联合国内外的金融力量来执行这个计划的呢？
This is a pretty clever move, but how exactly did they coordinate with both domestic and international financial forces to execute this plan?
摩根自己呢，就和罗斯柴尔德家族联手。
Meanwhile, Morgan teamed up with the Rothschild family.
然后组成了一个跨国的银团，来独家承销美国政府发行的6500万美元的30年期的黄金债券。
Then they formed a transnational syndicate to exclusively underwrite the issuance of $650 million in 30-year gold bonds by the U.S. government.
好吧。
Okay.
并且呢，这些债券都不会在公开市场上进行发售。
And these bonds will not be offered for sale on the public market.
而是定向的卖给欧洲的那些大银行和财团。
Instead, it is targeted at selling to large banks and financial groups in Europe.
同时呢，银团还保证说会从欧洲筹集到一半以上的黄金。
At the same time, the syndicate also guaranteed that it would raise half or more of the gold from Europe.
然后他们还通过一些金融操作来防止黄金继续外流。
Then they also used some financial operations to prevent gold from continuing to flow out.
所以这就稳住了金本位。
This effectively stabilized the gold standard.
对，也让美国的财政转危为安。
Also, it can help the U.S. economy to recover and stabilize.
真的是很厉害。
That's really amazing.
那摩根和罗斯柴尔德家族
Morgan and the Rothschild family
他们具体是怎么操作的
How exactly do they do it?
才能够让这个黄金债券发行的过程进行得这么顺利
This is what allows the smooth completion of the gold bond issuance process
然后又能够这么快速地把黄金运到美国呢
Then how could it be so quickly transported to the United States?
就是他们在1895年的2月份启动了这个债券发行。
They launched this bond issuance in February 1895.
然后全程都是极度保密的。
Then it was completely confidential.
没有任何的公开公告。
There are no public announcements.
或者说大规模的宣传。
Or large-scale propaganda.
好吧。
Okay.
就是靠摩根和罗斯柴尔德家族在欧洲的名声。
It's all thanks to the reputation of the Morgan and Rothschild families in Europe.
然后直接就是对接那些大银行、大财团和一些长期的投资者。
Then we directly connect with major banks, large financial institutions, and long-term investors.
原来他们完全是靠自己的信誉来吸引这些顶级的资金啊。
They were completely relying on their own reputation to attract these top-tier funds.
是的。
Yes.
而且这次发行的债券呢，特别有吸引力。
Moreover, the bonds issued this time are particularly attractive.
就是它的本金和利息都是用黄金来支付的。
Its principal and interest are all paid in gold.
所以欧洲的投资者就完全不用担心货币贬值的问题。
Therefore, investors in Europe don't need to worry about the problem of currency devaluation.
然后这个债券在伦敦两小时就被抢光。
Then this bond was sold out in London within 2 hours.
在纽约甚至只用了22分钟。
Even with a 22% interest rate.
银团很快就筹到了350万盎司的黄金。
Therefore, the group quickly raised 3.5 million ounces of gold.
其中大部分都是来自欧洲各国。
Most of them come from European countries.
然后这些黄金呢，就一船一船地运到了美国。
Then these gold bars were shipped to the United States, one after another.
直接就补足了国库的缺口。
It directly filled the gap in the treasury.
听起来这个债券发行很成功啊。
It sounds like this bond issuance was successful.
那摩根团队在稳定黄金储备和美元汇率上面还做了哪些具体的操作呢？
What specific actions did the Morgan team take to stabilize gold reserves and the US dollar exchange rate?
他们通过英镑拆借。
They borrowed in pounds.
然后还有就是外汇套利以及稳定美元汇率等等一系列的操作。
Then there are things like foreign exchange arbitrage and maintaining a stable dollar exchange rate, etc.
彻底的堵住了黄金外流的通道。
Completely blocked the channel for gold outflow.
然后也让市场对于美元的信心得到了恢复。
This also restored market confidence in the dollar.
好吧。
Okay.
所以整个过程中没有发生任何的市场动荡。
Therefore, there was no market turmoil throughout the process.
或者说挤兑，就非常顺利地把这个黄金储备补到了安全线以上。
Or to put it another way, the gold reserves were successfully replenished to above the safe level.
到了1895年的6月的时候
In June of 1895,
国库的黄金就已经回升到了 1.075 亿美元。
The country's gold reserves have already risen to around $750 million.
所以美元的信用就稳住了。
Therefore, the credit of the dollar was stabilized.
金本位也稳住了。
The gold standard also stabilized.
这样啊。
So?
那这个摩根带领的私人财团就是。
So, a Morgan-led private consortium saved the market.
在当时社会上引发了什么样的争议和批评呢？
What controversies and criticisms did it cause in that society?
虽然这个救市让美国的金融体系稳定了下来。
Although this rescue operation stabilized the American financial system,
但是在美国的西部和南部的农民
However, farmers in the western and southern United States,
还有就是底层的老百姓当中是引起了非常大的不满的。
Another thing is that it has caused great dissatisfaction among the ordinary people at the bottom.
他们本身就不喜欢金本位。
They don't like the gold standard themselves.
他们觉得金本位让钱越来越值钱。
They believe that gold is becoming more and more valuable under the gold standard.
然后他们农民的债务压力越来越重。
Then the farmer's debt pressure became increasingly heavy.
好吧。
Okay.
所以他们就大骂政府，说。
So they shouted at the government.
你们这是在和华尔街的银行家们沆瀣一气。
You're just trying to get even with the bankers on Wall Street.
专门去照顾欧洲的那些投资者和金融巨头的利益。
However, the interests of those European investors and financial giants.
甚至他们还直接把摩根叫做是掠夺美国的金融寡头。
They even directly called Morgan a financial tycoon who plundered America.
然后很多媒体，比如说纽约。
Then many media outlets, such as those in New York.
世界报等等。
World News, etc.
都在公开的抨击。
All are publicly criticizing.
这是华尔街的阴谋。
This is Wall Street's conspiracy.
看来社会上确实是有很多质疑的声音啊。
It seems that there are indeed many voices of doubt in society.
那摩根这次主导的救市行动
The rescue operation led by Morgan this time.
在金融史上到底有什么样的特殊意义呢
What is the special significance in the history of finance?
摩根这次的操作真的是非常的经典。
Morgan's operation was truly a classic.
因为他是在美国没有中央银行。
Because he was in the United States, there was no central bank.
然后国会又处处设限的情况下。
Then, under the constraints imposed by Congress,
他凭借着自己的这个私人的金融网络。
He leveraged his personal financial network.
然后非常高效
Then very efficient.
非常隐秘地完成了这个跨境的债券发行
This was a very discreet cross-border bond issuance.
然后一下子就把美国的这个国家信用危机给解除了
Then it suddenly resolved the American country's credit crisis.
避免了整个金融体系的一个瓦解
Avoided the collapse of the entire financial system.
好吧。
Okay.
同时呢，摩根也因为这件事情，成为了华尔街的无冕之王。
At the same time, Morgan also became the king of Wall Street because of this matter.
他就相当于美国没有中央银行的时期的中央行行长，填补了这段金融空白。
He effectively filled the financial void similar to the situation when the United States did not have a central bank.
摩根真的是影响巨大。
Morgan is really influential.
那我们再来讨论一下1895年的这个秘密发债。
Then let's discuss the secret bond issuance of 1895 again.
它的核心的意义到底是什么？
What is the core meaning?
它是怎么揭示出当时美国的金融体系的重大缺陷的
？How did it reveal the major flaws in the American financial system at that time?
然后他又怎么推动了后来的中央银行制度的建立呢
？And how did he promote the establishment of the subsequent central bank system?
这其实是美国金融史上非常重要的一个分水岭。
This is actually a very important turning point in the history of American finance.
因为它暴露出了美国。
Because he exposed the United States.
当时没有中央银行。
At that time, there was no central bank.
然后国家的财政是要靠这些私人的财团来撑场面的这样的一个巨大的漏洞。
Then the countries.Finances rely on these private consortiums to maintain such a huge loophole.
好吧。
Okay.
同时呢，也让大家看到了摩根这个人在紧急关头可以力挽狂澜。
At the same time, It also showed everyone that Morgan could make a difference in critical situations.
但是呢，也正是因为这样。
However, it is precisely because of this.
大家也意识到了。
Everyone has realized.
不能一直把国家的命运交到一个私人银行家的手里。
We cannot always entrust the fate of the country to a private banker.
所以这就为1913年美联储的诞生埋下了一个伏笔。
This laid the groundwork for the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913.
最终呢，让美国走上了一个中央银行来稳定金融体系的这样的一条道路。
Ultimately, this led the United States to adopt the central bank to stabilize the financial system.
所以说这个事情就是让大家开始反思这种依赖私人资本来救市的做法到底靠不靠谱。
So, this situation has caused people to start reflecting on whether relying on private capital to bail out the market is actually effective.
没错。
Right.
而且这个事件是一个非常经典的私人资本。
And this event is a very classic example of private capital.
在关键时刻挽救国家信用的这样的一个案例。
A case where a nation's credit was saved at a critical moment.
他也告诉我们。
He also told us that.
就是一个成熟的金融体系。
A mature financial system.
还是要有一个稳定的公共的机构来进行调控的。
We still need a stable and public institution to regulate it.
好的。
Okay.
我们今天其实就是一起回顾了美国金融史上非常惊心动魄的一段历史。
Today, we actually reviewed a very thrilling period in American financial history together.
就是在没有中央银行的年代。
In the era without a central bank.
摩根和欧洲的财团是怎么样通过一场非常隐秘的债券发行。
How did Morgan and European financial institutions create a secret bond history?
把美国从金本位的崩溃和国家信用的崩溃当中拉回来的这样的一段历史。
To bring the United States back from the collapse of the gold standard and the collapse of national credit.
好吧。
Okay.
然后我们也看到了这背后的争议。
Then we also saw the controversy behind it.
以及对后来美联储诞生的深远影响。
And its profound impact on the subsequent birth of the Federal Reserve.
是的。
Yes.
那我们今天的节目就到这里了。
Then our program is over here.
感谢大家的收听。
Thank you for listening.
咱们下期再见。
See you next time.
再见，拜拜，拜拜。
拜拜拜。